Be still. I have often found myself in situations where there was a lot of noise, so much so that I could barely hear the voice of the person I was with. As they looked at me, I could see their lips moving, but I could not hear a sound. I couldn't even make out a few syllables in order to try and guess and make sense of what the person was saying. I couldn't grasp the message that was being addressed to me. This mundane story illustrates many situations where we want to spend time with God, for example, by reading the Bible, but we cannot hear the Lord speak to us because there are so many distractions and noises around us, and especially within us. All our thoughts rise up like voices. They whirl around like strong gusts of wind, trying to redirect us towards the past, or sometimes towards a more or less near future. What relentless whirlwinds. Sometimes it feels like our brain is saturated, but the Lord wants to speak to his children, and it is impossible to discern his voice in all the noise. That's why Jesus said, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door. Pray to your Father who is in the secret place. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you in full." Matthew 6, verse 6. Jesus invites us to isolate ourselves to meet God in order to hear him. Getting to know him takes time, and for that, it is necessary to shut out all the noise. This takes real practice, especially in this world we live in, full of great demands. Jesus himself regularly isolated himself to spend time with his Father. God would like us to experience the same kind of relationship and communication that he shared with Jesus. So today, I would like to invite you to reconsider your priorities, to stop and be still, and spend time in the presence of God. As children of God, it is natural that we want to hear him speaking to us. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me." John 10, 27. It is good to cultivate our intimacy with God. These moments of connection are so sweet. You listen to God. He soothes you and a dialogue begins. You touch the Lord and he touches you. In his love, he restores you, encourages you, comforts you, strengthens you, warms you, rebukes you in such a constructive way. He convicts you, blesses you, inspires you. He can put something on your heart, give you revelations. In these moments of communion, you may consult him to guide your decisions, and he guides you. How rewarding it is to listen to this living God who still speaks today. God is on your side, folks. Have a great day.